16 minutes to 8 a.m. Central African time. We're not too far from now from that segment we've been waiting for. We've been talking about it. It's got us all excited. Brilliant. I think we were so happy to have that 1 minute madrasa this morning, also suggested by Mulana Muaz Bayat. A lot of concern he has for the Ummah. He has a lot of concern for the youth, and he's a nice, energetic young individual. And we were actually in school together, believe it or not, subhanAllah, and look at the different parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this one to be a fantastic alim and representative of deen, and the other one just ended up being a jahil due to his own ignorance. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has paired us up today, and maybe I can extract some hidayat from this young individual. Let's welcome Mulana Muaz Bayat on the line. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, exciting times. I'm so happy, you know, aside from our time in school together, and now we've seen each other in the mosque now and then, and Mawlana, no more in Lanesha, Mawlana. Marawai, Mawlana.
Takdir, Habib.
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, so if we're not looking for you in Lanesha, where can we find you?
You'll find me in Welcome, everyone is always welcome.
I was waiting for that one. Mawlana, you know, I think it's a fantastic segment. And one thing I must say is what I admire about you is your concern for the Ummah and your desire to try and uplift the Ummah however we can, because I think it's time, it's needed, you know. And Mawlana, what's fueling you behind this new segment of the Heart of a Muslim?
All right. The main concern is when you see which direction the whole Muslim Ummah is going towards. And you see when you go about, you go around, and you see the condition of the Muslims. What also really, really put me in thinking, or placed me in thinking about something like this year is... when I visited the UK about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and when I seen what the condition was where I went, and interacting with the Muslims that are coming there, many are people, and alhamdulillah, we also have the similar thing here in South Africa, wherein before we were only like 2% or 3%, and now our percentage ratio of Muslims in our country has increased quite significantly, and many people are coming here, but they're making hijrah only for this dunya, mm-hmm. and maybe they have in their mind that the infrastructure of the Muslims in South Africa, alhamdulillah, people are envious of us throughout the world. They say that being such a minute percentage in a country, but we have masajid all over the country. People take that and they think that is now more than enough. Inshallah, our Islamic mahal will be there wherever we go. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that. Speaking with senior ulama also in the UK, and you see which direction they are going. They say that they are basically almost, you can say, like 10 years behind us with regard to our infrastructure, with regard to our makatib systems and everything like that there. I mean, and these are in first world countries. Mm-hmm. And in our country, we've taken all of these things for granted. And in the interim, because of our busy schedules and busy lives, our children and youth are getting lost. So based on that, and the questions that the youth pose towards the ulama when they have a connection, and those are very few nowadays. Before, we all had a strong connection and strong bond with our teachers and our imams of our masajid. So mm-hmm. it all boils down to the level of importance what we place for our iman. And then the hadith comes to mind that Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that Allah inna fil jasadi la mudgha idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb. So Nabi alayhi salam said that, know that in your heart there's a piece of flesh, and if that is correct, then every aspect of you will be correct. And Nabi alayhi salam said, if that is evil, if that is not correct, then every aspect of you will be not correct. And then Nabi alayhi salam emphasized that that is your heart. Mm-hmm. So if we work on our heart, and that is the core treatments given to us by all our spiritual fathers, and those are our spiritual mentors and our shuyukh that Allah Ta'ala has spread out throughout the world for the benefit of mankind. We've got so many ulama like that within our country as well. Like we had the likes of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great inspiration mm-hmm. to me.
Definitely.
And I had a very close bond with Hazrat. So like that day, I feel that it is, we need to continue with their good work. And inshallah, who knows, our duty and each Muslim's duty is to just give the word out. And Hadi hu Allah, hidayat is from Allah. And Allah is the Hadi, He is the one who gives guidance to whomsoever He wishes. So we have hope that inshallah it will be beneficial for the Muslim Ummah based on the current challenges that we are facing.
I mean, definitely, Maulana. And I think we look forward to it, and I definitely agree with you that this is much, much needed in our community and in our society. Maulana, we got 10 minutes left before 8 o'clock, so we're going to hand over to you for the first segment of The Heart of a Muslim.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Respected and honorable listeners, mothers, sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin inshallah the first segment, and the kitab that I have chosen also is based on, for the spiritual upliftment, it will be lessons, inshallah, which will be having a meaning. And we're going to be discussing a little bit of the life of the author of this kitab, inshallah, the compiler was Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, who was a very close and dear alim, sheikh, mentor to basically myself, to my late father, who introduced him to our country, and he used to bless our town, our honorable brother Yusuf, will also his memory will also serve him well when he used to see in those days when we were young, all the ulama and all the people that used to come and visit Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib in Lanesia at our house. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali was a master in the Persian language, in the Farsi language. And alhamdulillah, based on that, he had a foresight where he translated a kitab known as the Ma'arif-e-Masnawi. The Ma'arif-e-Masnawi, the poetry of Hazrat Maulana Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. So we'll discuss a short biography of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, where in his biography is the first lesson of today, inshallah. Hazrat, rahmatullah alayh, was in India, and Hazrat was born there. And before he reached the age of maturity, Allah blessed him with a sheikh who was also a great lover of the Masnawi. He would say the Masnawi is filled with burning love and lights the fire of love in the hearts of those who read it. This sheikh's name was Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Sahib Pulpuri, rahmatullah alayh. And he would teach the Masnawi daily to his class after the Asr Salah. And he would present it in such a manner that it would create a vibration in the hearts of the listeners. So Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that I have acquired much spiritual blessings from the Masnavi and even in my other books like Marifate Ilahiya, etc. The blessings of the Masnavi are most glaring. Whenever I quoted some lines from the Masnavi to Hazrat Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali and explained the meaning thereof in his presence, which I had been inspired with, he used to become very happy and tearful on hearing my expositions. One day, a strange condition came over me. I was sitting in his presence after Fajr Salah, and having sought his permission, began expounding a commentary on some Masnavi verses. Hazrat listened with great attention until 11 o'clock, meaning for 5 solid hours he listened to my commentary. During the reading, a strange emotional state overtook us, so much so that both Hazrat Pulpuri and I wept. And he says in a poem that the eye of the beloved too is in tears today. Oh, extreme sigh, now what is your view? Due to my heartfelt connections and love for the Masnavi, it had always been my wish that Allah should enable me to pen down the knowledge and wisdom contained in the Masnavi in such a manner that the love for Allah and the longing for Him would also be created in the hearts of the readers. So the love of Allah and longing for Allah, that is what is lacking in today's day and age if we have to look throughout the Muslim world. And the root cause of all our downfall and our problems that we face and people falling prey to the challenges that this beauty, this temporary beauty is and that is surrounding us, be it in the form of wealth, be it in the form of women, be it in the form of love for this dunya, then all these are the root cause of all the evil that is surrounding us. So, if our hearts have to become correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, and based on the promise of Nabi alayhi salam in the hadith, that if our hearts are correct, then each and every aspect of our lives will be correct. So we work on our heart. We start working on our heart. And wallah, if you have to also look at why is it many a parent out there might be stuck with a question that why is it that my son or my daughter is involved in illicit relationships? Why is it that my son or my daughter are now listening to music? They are going to the clubs. Why is it that my son or daughter are taking drugs, etc.? The root cause of such evil, more than being it environment around, is the level of iman and taqwa which we possess within ourselves. Like Nabi alayhi salam said with regard to taqwa, that to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. That, O Abu Huraira, fear and abstain from all those things which are not permitted in Islam, you'll become the best of human beings on the face of this earth. So if we all have the desire of becoming the best of human beings on the face of this earth, then, respected fathers, brothers, mothers, sisters in Islam, we need to start making an effort in bringing within ourselves this quality and noble quality of taqwa, which is known as Allah consciousness, and taqwa, which is the most important aspect in the life of a Muslim, and it's mentioned on several occasions also in the Quran al-Kareem, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned so many a times with regard to taqwa. So coming back to Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and time is not on our side for today, but Hazrat said that he had immense love for the Masnavi. And at a later part in his life, Hazrat started compiling this kitab, which is known as Ma'arife Masnawi. And when this kitab was complete, then great scholar and a great muhaddith in the past century, Hazrat Mawlana Allama Yusuf Binori Rahmatullah Ali, wrote in his letter to Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib after reading this book, and he told him that there's no difference between you and Mawlana Rumi. So imagine how Hazrat was gifted in understanding this deep poetry of the Masnavi of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. With that, we have just a few seconds left going before 8 o'clock. I would wrap up today's segment and say that we make dua, and I request dua from all of you listeners also to make dua for me. Make dua for me and all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this program beneficial for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill our hearts with His love. So much so that for a split of a second, for an iota of a moment even, we do not do anything which is displeasing to Rahman and Rahim. That is also one, inshallah, we will continue the following week. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept one and all, accept our children, accept our generations to come for the upliftment of deen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this radio station with lots of taraqqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them from strength to strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put all whatever we do in this dunya good. Let it be a means of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. And inshallah, I hand you over to Hazrat Mawlana, my beloved brother, Yusuf Ali. Inshallah.
Inshallah, one day, Mawlana, definitely. Inshallah, yes. We make special dua for that one. Mawlana, absolutely brilliant. Inshallah, whetting our appetite for the segment. Once again, we tell you, Mawlana, Jazakallah, for taking the time and concern for the Ummah. And inshallah, we'll be speaking to you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept.
Inshallah. Ameen. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana Muaz Bayat, what a fantastic individual. You're going to find this segment as well on our website, the Merkaz Sahaba website, on the podcast segment, The Heart of a Muslim.